Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. What a difficult day so far. It started this morning where, well, I had the honor of being invited to a very difficult task to perform a funeral service for a baby who died this week. The baby was due to be delivered, and a day or so before delivery, mom and dad found out the baby died in the womb. And so that, of course, was tragic. And then it was surreal. I went from that funeral in Arvada, Colorado, Wheat Ridge, actually, to downtown Denver, where Ken Scott is on trial for protesting at a church, St. John's Episcopal Church. And I was asked to be a witness on the stand because I'm Ken Scott's pastor, and I've been involved with pro-life protests. And so I was asked why it would be that anyone would go to St. John's Episcopal Church to protest. And I said, well, just this morning I officiated at a funeral in which a baby, tragically a precious, beautiful baby, died the day before delivery. And St. John's Episcopal Church, they support killing babies before they're born. And in Colorado, it's legal up to the moment of birth through all 9 months. And St. John's Episcopal Church has never, ever opposed the killing of children, even though it's legal through all 9 months even. And on top of that, they have someone, a leader in their church, who for a long time has been basically an employee or board member with Colorado, with Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains. So it was quite an experience to go from where people are grieving the loss of a baby, an unborn child that died, to where supposed Christians are celebrating the right to kill unborn children. It was extraordinary. I want to tell you something else that happened while I was down there, but it's not very significant, so I'm going to separate it with a few minutes. And I'll get back to it a little bit later in the show. But I have a press release here from Colorado Right to Life. And not only that, wow, look at this. Okay, first I'll start with the press release, and then Leslie Hanks on CNN. Leslie Hanks is vice president of Colorado Right to Life. First, the press release. This is too much. The Rocky Mountain News yesterday had a quote from the president of Planned Parenthood, and she slammed Bush, Alito, and Colorado Right to Life. And so Colorado Right to Life did this very brief reply press release. And so I'm gonna read this to you. Colorado Right to Life accepts Planned Parenthood's invitation to fight. Well, that's pretty good right off the bat. The Rocky Mountain News, October 5th, 2006. Quoted Cecile Richards, president of National Planned Parenthood, saying, I've never backed down from a fight, and I'll be darned if Bush, Alito, and Colorado Right to Life are going to take away a woman's right to choose. So I'll continue with the press release. We're almost halfway through it. We accept the fight, said Columbine dad Brian Rohrbaugh, who was elected to the board of Colorado Right to Life in September. A web search shows that Richards, that's the Cecile Richards, the president of Planned Parenthood of America. A web search shows that Richards commonly uses the phrase, I'll be blank. Darned. Only she says it differently. As the president of the largest child-killing business in America, she's right on that. How's that one? That's a good one. That's a good point. She has a penchant for saying that. She likes to say, I'll be going to hell. She likes to say that. I'll be going to hell. That's what she likes to say. It's somewhat uncanny, right? The president of the largest child-killing business in America likes to say, I'll be going to hell. That's how she starts out a sentence. Abortion is always wrong, added Rohrbaugh, and Colorado Right to Life is not out for waiting periods or for parental consent. We're out to stop the killing of unborn children. Amen. Praise the Lord, Brian Rohrbaugh strikes again. And by the way, if you don't live in Colorado, you didn't have the chance to listen to KHOW Radio last night for an hour when Brian was on the airwaves, just burning up the airwaves. It was so good. This guy calls in. He didn't like what Brian was saying at all. His name was Mark. And he came across very confident, very clear voice, eloquent. And he said to the host of the show, Dan Kaplis, Craig Silverman, he said, come on, guys. Brian just said that the schools promote evolution, which promotes the killing of the weak, the strong kill of the weak. You can't let him get away with that. If a caller said that, you'd say, back up your facts. You can't let him get away with that. And Dan Kaplis said, Brian Rohrbaugh backs up everything he says. And so the caller, this guy Mark, says, well, you should tell him to back it up. And Dan Kaplis said, oh, no, no, no. Brian could handle you. You tell him. You just talk to Brian directly. So Brian replied to the guy, and he said, yeah, the public schools teach survival of the fittest. And the strong kills the weak. The strong eats the weak. And our liberal culture, what do? We kill unborn children. We kill handicapped people. And we kill the elderly and the infirmed. So, yeah, the strong kill the weak. That's what I said. What's your point? Brian just, he knocked it out of the ballpark. It was so good. And then his wife, Lisa, called in. The only caller who was better than Brian during the whole show. She was so good. And she said, Brian, I've not told you this story from when I was in school, public school, years ago. The teacher had us spend an hour talking through what would we do if we were on a lifeboat and there were too many people. There were six people and only enough water for five or something like that. You have to throw somebody off the lifeboat. I did this, seven people. Our board operator said he heard it with seven. I heard this when I was in grammar school in New Jersey. We were talking about this last night. We had people from different states saying, I heard that in my public school. I heard that in my school. And the exercise is to teach kids to decide who to kill. Who are you going to kill? How do you know there's only enough water for five people? How could you know that? In the movie, remember the movie they made about this back in the 50s, was it? What was the name of that movie? That was a classic. They threw somebody overboard and they float away and die. I think they threw two people overboard. And then just within minutes later, through the fog, comes a ship to rescue them. And they all looked at each other. They realized they were murderers. And the public schools, Lisa said, what is the public school doing having kids go through this exercise? They're teaching us, figure out who's the weakest and set your mind so that you'll be able to kill them. And she said, at the time, I didn't realize what was going on. I had the exact same exercise, and it was in a Roman Catholic grammar school, parochial school in Hawthorne, New Jersey, St. Anthony's. It was horrendous. I asked at the time the priest and the nun about evolution. They said it was true, reincarnation. I mean, they were not Christian in their worldview. So we left the Catholic Church at that time, and we became born-again Christians. So Lisa Rohrbaugh did extraordinarily well. Brian did well. So then I find out that Leslie Hanks, vice president of Colorado Right to Life, was on CNN responding to Ms. Magazine's publishing their article about 5,000 women who are proud they've had abortions. And so I didn't see the clip on CNN, but I've seen the email, my inbox. I got letters telling me Leslie Hanks was on CNN. It said Colorado Right to Life. And so that's pretty neat. I know she was on a local news affiliate here, so they may have picked up that soundbite. But then I followed a link about this Ms. Magazine listing of the women who have had abortions, and it goes to AOL. AOL took a poll on it. This is going to blow your mind. This is startling. You think that the culture is overwhelmingly pro-choice? Well, AOL users, that's Time Warner, you know, a lot of people who like pop music, pop culture, they asked this poll question: what do you think of Ms. Magazine's listing of women who had abortions? It's a bad idea. It's a good idea. I have mixed feelings. Now, all feminists would say it's a good idea because you should be proud to have had an abortion. Like Craig Silverman on KR Radio, he says, I'm pro-choice, but I would never have an abortion. Why not, Craig? Oh, because you're a man. You mean your wife. You would never encourage your wife to have an abortion. Why not? What's the difference? It's just a glop of cells. It's just a tumor. So just get rid of it. You know, maybe you have something else to do that week. Maybe you're going to go on a cruise and you don't want your wife 8 months pregnant. What's the difference? If you're not killing a baby, why are you saying you wouldn't do it? What's the difference? So the AOL responders to this poll, 163,000 have responded. That's a lot for a poll. It's still online. You could go and vote. 163,450 have responded. 24% said they have mixed feelings. 29% said it's a good idea. 47% said it's a bad idea. That is amazing. That is absolutely amazing that it's that strong against this feminist Eleanor Smeal and her child-killing publication. So, and that's at AOL.com. You could search for their poll and find that. So, have I thanked everyone in the audience sufficiently for our telethon success? Thank you all very, very much for helping us keep KGov.com on the internet for another year. That's what those funds go toward, to helping us stay online for yet another year. Okay, so we're down at the courthouse, and I park right in front of the courthouse. Perfect. We have a big truck there with vote yes on Amendment 43, vote no on I. That's the marriage protection amendment in Colorado that we vote on in November is 43. And we hopefully Christians will get out, and even non-Christians, and vote to protect marriage. The homosexual initiative, that's I. So you vote yes on 43, no on I in Colorado. Okay, on October 22nd, we're going to have Marriage Sunday at our church, and we will hand out literature, and we will show a video and let people know about these amendments and how important it is to protect marriage. So we got this big truck right at the entrance of the courthouse. Yes, I'm 43, no on I, and homosexuality is an abomination. So I park right in front of that truck, and I go in the courthouse to testify for an hour, and I come out, and I have a ticket on my window. I got a ticket today. And, you know, that's not a big deal. You get a ticket, you say, okay, what did I get a ticket for? And it turns out I got a ticket for expired license plates. And, you know, so I went and looked at them, and sure enough, they're expired. And we got the little stickers they mail you. We got them. My wife said, yeah, we got them. Where are they? We're so busy. So I got to pay the ticket, right? No big deal. But I want to demonstrate how efficient and effective our government is. So anyway, we get those stickers, and I just probably misplaced them. You know, we were raising seven kids and grandkids. I pastor a church. I do a talk radio show. We're trying to outlaw abortion. We're trying to take over the world. We do a lot every day. We're busy. So I overlooked it. So no big deal. So I get the ticket. It says pay by phone, you know, 1-800 pay by phone, whatever. So I thought, that's perfect. It's $30. While I'm driving back to the studio to do the show, I'll call and pay by phone. So now what was so funny is it was so inefficient and so onerous to try to pay by phone, you'd rather them tow away your car than just try to pay by phone. you could probably book a cruise around the world, book it, set the date, pay for it in less time than it takes to pay for a parking ticket in Denver. And I wanted to do it for you. I wanted you and the audience to hear this. So could we bring up now, by the way, wait a second. By the way, you know what a boot is, a Denver boot? If you got tickets, you're not paying for them. They put this big metal boot on your car. You can't drive it. So then you got to pay for your tickets, pay $50, and then they take it off the next day or so, and then you drive away. And so what you're going to hear is you call up pay by phone to pay your parking ticket. They're going to tell you everything they could conceivably tell you about parking violations in Colorado, in Denver, before they let you pay. So just see, compare the government to an actual business that's concerned about its customers. All right, let's see. What number do we call here? Oh, no, here we go. Okay, sorry about that. All right, 303-296-2595. All right, now.
Thank you for calling the City and County of Denver Parking Violations Bureau. Your call is being handled by our automated system.
Oh.
Please have your ticket number ready.
I got it right here.
Si desea hablar con un representante en español, por favor espere la línea.
If you are calling from a touch-tone phone, press 1 now. Using your telephone, press the number of the option that relates to your inquiry.
That's easy.
To transfer to our pay-by-phone service, press 1. To check payment information
pay
or
by
current
phone,
amount due,
press 1.
Press 2.
All right, 1.
You have reached the Parking Violations Bureau pay-by-phone service. You must have a touch-tone phone and either a MasterCard or Visa to use pay-by-phone.
I got that.
In addition to your payment for parking fines and penalties, you will be charged a $3 pay-by-phone processing fee per transaction.
My
At
own
the
fault.
Present time,
yeah.
Pay-by-phone is not available for towed vehicles.
Oh.
Payments must be made in person at the parking cashier's office located at 201
I didn't get
West
towed.
Colfax Avenue, Department 110, Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 p.m.
Thank you.
At the time of payment, you will be given a tow release form.
I didn't get
which
towed!
Which you must present at the impound lot to release your vehicle. Please note the following restrictions on booted vehicles.
I didn't get booted!
The final resolution for vehicles booted for parking tickets only. If you wish to contest the booting of your vehicle,
I want
to
pay a ticket!
You must appear in person at the parking magistrate's office located at 201 West Colfax Avenue, Department 102.
This woman.
Between the hours of 8 and 4:30 p.m.
is a psycho.
Our pay-by-phone service is available 24 hours per day.
How However, about now?
Regardless of payment time,
yeah.
Vehicles booted after 4:30 p.m.
I'm not booted.
Not
I just want to pay a parking
the following
ticket.
Business day. You are required to pay the total amount due on all delinquent tickets issued to your vehicle plus a $50 boot fee. Once payment has been made, there is a four-hour minimum window for release of your vehicle.
There's a four-hour wait
Please
on this line.
Have your ticket number and credit card number ready. Using your touch-tone phone, press 1.
For my ticket number? I did that already. I'll do it again. Hello? Hello?
The Parking Violations Bureau has established a website to provide the citizens of Denver with basic parking violations information. Visit our website at www.denver.com. Your call must be handled by a customer service representative. Please hold.
I'm going to try it again. All I want to do is pay my parking ticket. That's it. That's all I want to do. 303-296.
Thank you for calling the City and County of Denver Parking Violations Bureau.
You're welcome.
Your call is being handled by our automated system.
Oh.
Please have your ticket number ready.
Right here.
Desea hablar con un representante
Gracias.
En español. Por favor, espere la línea.
Sí, cómo no.
You are calling from a touch-tone phone. Press 1 now. Using your telephone, press the number of the option that relates to your inquiry.
Maybe I pressed the wrong number.
To transfer to our pay-by-phone service, press 1.
That's
to
what I want.
To check payment information or current amount due, press 2. If your vehicle has been booted or towed,
no.
Or if you have questions about a seizure notice,
I
press
don't.
3.
Okay.
If your ticket was issued to a sold or stolen vehicle, press 4.
Okay, I'm going to press
information on specific
1.
Parking violations, press 5.
I'm going to press 1.
You have reached the Parking Violations Bureau pay-by-phone service.
Mm.
You must have a touch-tone phone and either a MasterCard or Visa to use pay-by-phone. In addition to your payment for parking fines and penalties, you will be charged a $3 pay-by-phone processing fee per transaction. At the present time, pay-by-phone is not available for towed vehicles.
It's
payments
not towed.
Must be made in person at the parking cashier's office.
It wasn't towed.
Located at
it's just a parking
201
ticket.
West Colfax Avenue, Department 110, Monday through Friday, from 8 to 5 p.m. At the time of payment, you will be given a tow release form, which you must present at the impound lot to release your vehicle. Please note the following restrictions on booted vehicles. Pay by phone is the final resolution for vehicles booted for parking tickets only.
It wasn't booted.
If you wish to contest the booting of your vehicle,
I don't.
You must appear in person at the parking magistrate's office.
I want to pay!
At 201 West Colfax Avenue, Department 102, between the hours of 8 and 4:30 p.m. Our pay-by-phone service is available 24 hours per day. However, regardless of payment time, vehicles booted after 4:30 p.m. will not be released until the following business day. You are required to pay the total amount due
I'll pay
on
anything.
All delinquent tickets
anything.
Issued to your vehicle, plus a $50 boot fee. Once payment has been made,
there
is a 4-hour minimum window for release of your vehicle.
4-hour wait.
Please have your ticket number and credit card number ready.
I got it right here.
Using your touch-tone phone,
yes.
Press 1.
Okay.
Please listen carefully
oh,
to the following
it
choices.
Worked this time.
To make payment on a single ticket, press 1. To pay
okay.
all tickets on a license plate using a ticket number, press 2. For information on alternative payment methods, press 3. To repeat these choices, press 4. To end this call, press 5.
I'm tempted to 5, but I hate to tell the audience I got to hear it again.
Please listen carefully to the following choices.
Yes.
To make payment on a single ticket, press 1. To pay all tickets on a license plate
all
using
tickets.
A ticket number, press 2.
Just 1.
For information on alternative payment methods, press 3.
Like
to
blood,
repeat these choices,
firstborn,
press 4. To end this call, press 5.
Okay, 1. I'm doing 1.
Using the buttons on your telephone, enter your parking ticket number consisting
okay.
of 8 or 9 numerical digits.
It's 9.
If you make a mistake while entering the number, press the star key located to the left of the 0 on your phone and start over.
Okay.
Please enter your ticket number now, followed by the pound key.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're
you
welcome.
Entered 1. 0593574 5. If this is correct, press the pound sign now. If this ticket is not yet on our system,
no, come on!
To speak to customer service representative,
not yet.
Press
if they're all that,
to end this call, press
it's cost me $200 of airtime. $200 of airtime just to find out the ticket is not yet in the system. Now, couldn't you book a cruise in less
parking
time?
Parking Violations Bureau has established a website to provide the citizens of Denver with basic parking violations information.
Oh.
Visit our website at www.denverpvb.com. Your call must be handled by a customer service representative. Please hold.
Denver what? PBB? I'm PBB.com. All right, I'm going to hang up on him.
Please enter your parking ticket number or stay on the line.
I did that before.
Parking violation.
Hi, we're on the air right now with KLTT AM 670 in Denver, Colorado. I just tried to pay by phone a citation, and it says I'm not in the system yet.
Okay.
So do I wait and pay that a little bit later? Or?
Do you want to go ahead and give me the citation number?
It's 105-935-7445.
105-935-7445?
Yes, ma'am.
Hold on 1 second, okay?
Thank you. I think I could have gone to the Caribbean, at least booked the trip to the Caribbean. So we'll see what happens here. Okay, now, you shouldn't have dead air, right? What's better for radio, dead air or the efficiency of the Denver City and County pay-by-phone service? Which is better? We just got an instant message, someone begging us to stop torturing them. Begging them. All right. All right, let's see here. While I'm on hold, I think I'll just remind you that Colorado Right to Life sent out this fabulous press release.
Sir?
Yes.
Your ticket's not coming up in the system.
Okay, did I call too quickly? Too soon?
When did you receive the ticket?
As soon as I got out of the courthouse at about 2 o'clock.
Today?
Yeah.
Okay, then it's not going to be in your system until Monday.
Oh.
And it does take 24 hours for it to be in the system.
Oh, I have this little ticket here. It says call to pay by phone.
Okay, I can go ahead and add it if you'd like to pay it today.
You can add what?
The citation number in.
The citation number?
Uh-huh.
I just gave it to you.
Okay, if you want to pay it, I can go ahead and add it into the system.
Yeah.
And the amount, and then you can go ahead and pay it.
Oh, I see.
Online or the automated system.
Okay. It's 105.
Okay. Did you want me to add it?
Sure. And then I could go. Then I could call in and pay it. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Could someone else call in and pay it?
If they have the citation number and they're willing to pay it, yes, sir.
Whoa, I never thought of this before. Okay, go ahead. Do you need the number?
105-935-7445.
Yes, that's right. So it's $30 plus $3 shipping and handling?
If you pay it over the automated system, they do charge you $3. If you pay it online, there's no fee.
Okay. Hey, could I give a suggestion?
Yes, sir.
When you call to pay a parking ticket, you got one ticket and you want to pay it, they keep you online for about 6 minutes telling you about towing and getting your car released and a boot and a four-hour wait time and the next day. It'd be so good, more like a business, to let the normal people just pay right away. And then if they have a boot or they got towed, then that could be a different menu option. It's just a suggestion to help the city of Denver collect more revenue more quickly.
Okay. If you would like to send in a suggestion, you need to write a letter and send it into the P.O. box.
Okay.
I'm only here just to give you information.
Okay. Is that address on my citation?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I want to thank you. So you added that to the system, so now we could call and pay it?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Appreciate that. So the number, 303-296-2595. That's too much, huh? What a day, guys. What a day. Maranatha, best Christian school I've ever seen in Arvada, Maranatha.